Hello and welcome to the Bob Edwards Show for Friday, July 23rd. Columnist David Broder of the Washington Post is here with his regular Friday analysis of politics. Then I'll talk with Orrin Harmon about altruism. Despite road rage, the Tea Party, talk radio, and other manifestations of public anger, turns out it's part of our nature to be nice to people. An eccentric and brilliant scientist spent his life writing an equation that helped solve the mystery of altruistic behavior, but alas, it never brought him happiness. Orrin Harmon has written a book about him. It's titled The Price of Altruism, George Price and the Search for the Origins of Kindness. And later in the hour, another essay from the 1950s radio series This I Believe, this week featuring Pakistan's first foreign minister, Muhammad Khan. David Broder, why was it so difficult for the Senate to extend unemployment benefits to a couple of million Americans?
Well, the issue that the Republicans raised was whether or not that additional help for the unemployed was going to be paid for by tapping into the still unexpended funds from the stimulus program. They tried several times to hold it up till they could get it paid for. The Democrats said, no, this is something that needs to go out the door quickly to help the unemployed. And finally, the Democrats prevailed.
So the vote of brand new West Virginia Senator Cart Goodwin was a crucial one.
It was a crucial one, along with, I think, two Republicans that the two lady senators from Maine had. And that's what did it.
So here is another legislative victory for the Obama administration, and they are really starting to pile them up now, while the impression is left that the administration is inept. Well, clearly it's not, so why that impression?
Well, because there are still big pieces that have not yet done. The stimulus program, though it probably has benefited, the administration claims 3 million jobs saved or created. But unemployment, as you know, Bob, is still up very close to 10%. That's not a great record. And this morning we have learned that the energy bill, which was also very high on the president's priority list, simply lacks the votes to get through the Senate in anything like the fashion that they had hoped.
Yeah. Republicans boycotted the Senate Judiciary Committee approval of Elena Kagan's nomination to the Supreme Court, except for Lindsey Graham, who made a little speech about Senate responsibility.
A very good speech.